Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Right, our call now is the focus of As Seen on Your Screen. He's going to tell us what he has seen on the different screens he has. Anything exciting, Carl, that caught your eye this weekend?
The BAFTAs were on over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Always a big night. Always a night of glitz and glam. One thing, I don't know how it works with timelines and stuff, but Adolescence is still winning awards.
Like, how is Adolescence? It won BAFTAs last year, surely.
Did it? I don't know.
Surely
I'm confused. It has won awards every single awards night since, I don't know, 2019 or something. It's going on. Feels so, like it's forever.
But what did it win on the BAFTAs last night?
Cleaning up again last night. They took home 4 prizes. It won Limited Drama. Leading Actor Stephen Graham won that. Supporting Actress and Supporting Actor for Owen Cooper, who
the kid.
That's the thing. This is how you know it's been going on forever. He's now like a young teenager. Looks way older than he did in the show.
Yeah,
he actually had a very cool speech. He's a man after my own heart. Have a listen. Right.
And in the words of John Lennon, you won't get anything unless you have the visions to imagine it. So, thank you. So, in my eyes, I think you only need 3 things to succeed in life. You need 1, an obsession, 2, a dream, and 3, the Beatles. So thank you so much for that.
Love that. Oh, that'll make Carl very happy, all right. So, yeah, but maybe the show wasn't eligible for last year's. It can't have been eligible.
It must be that. Yeah. Someone will definitely know. No, it must be.
It didn't qualify for whatever the 2025 BAFTAs were, so it was 2026 they won them. But anyway, listen, fair play to Owen and the rest of the people. But like you said, he sounds like a man now at this
stage.
Doesn't
he?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Some of the other things that won the Reality Award went to The Celebrity Traders, which people are obviously obsessed with.
Yes, and the new one, of course, being shot as we speak, I think.
Yes, and there's some Irish interest in that.
Yeah, John McNally's in that one, so yes. It'll be interesting to see how that one works out.
Alan Carr and Claudia Winkleman accepted the award. You'll be very happy.
Go on.
Because one of your faves, Steve Coogan, he won the Comedy Award.
Oh, for Alan Partridge.
Yes.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Fantastic. Oh, such a good documentary. It was like a 6-parter. Alan makes the world's first ever mental health documentary. How are you? It's so good. Oh, I loved it. That's great that he won that.
Yeah. And another one as well. Another one that you love is Bob Mortimer.
Yeah.
An interesting one because he won Entertainment Performance, which was on Last One Laughing. Which is
wow. So
much improv in that.
That's what I was going to say. That's not something, I mean, obviously he will have prepped things, but it's not like scripted shot, you know, like the way a normal comedy performance would be. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, in fairness, he was so funny.
Yeah, we're big fans. And so that was the BAFTAs. I was away at the weekend.
You were in Edinburgh. Beautiful.
I was
Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh. And my sister, I was over visiting my sister Orla and her toddler Niamh and her husband Alex.
How are you guys?
And they live in Leith.
Leith, okay, Leith is outside Edinburgh, right?
It's like suburbia. It's much, you feel like you're in the city, you know, but it's a very famous place. So when I was on the way there, I was looking up who is from Leith, who's famous from Leith and all that kind of stuff.
You know?
J.K. Rowling lived there for a year before she finished writing the first Harry Potter book.
She's everyone's favourite at the moment.
I said famous, I didn't say likeable.
Yeah, you need to say famous, yeah.
Trainspotting was based in Leith.
Oh, in Leith it was.
Yeah, the guy who wrote that, Irvine.
Irvin Welsh.
He is from Leith. And the Proclaimers are from Leith.
Stop, I didn't know that.
They are, yes. We went up and we climbed, went on a hike, okay? I think called Arthur's Seat.
We're
looking down on top of the city. And all you can see, stuck in the middle of Leith, is Hibs Football Club Stadium.
So Hibs, your famous Edinburgh team. There's Hearts or Hibs. You're either one or the other. You're green or you're whatever they call it, one claret or whatever colour it is. Yeah,
And Hearts could end up winning the Scottish Premier League, which would be amazing. But I was saying that I was listening to the Proclaimers on the way over, and they have a song called Sunshine on Leith. And we were up on top of the thing. I said, there's Hibs' football ground. And my brother-in-law said, do you know what their football song is? It's Sunshine on Leith. And I was like, no way.
I don't know Sunshine on Leith. Play it for me.
Here.
Okay.
Such a good song.
So they sing that at the stadium, do they?
So they sing that at the stadium, okay? So I went home last night. I said, I need to see a video of this. Oh my God, this is the greatest football song ever.
Okay.
Have a listen.
That is pretty good, in fairness. That is pretty good.
Like, literally, last night I was thinking, I wonder how would you get tickets to Hibs games? I'll go over all the time and visit.
I have a friend who lives there and is a Hibs fan. I can definitely get you tickets to Hibs games. I don't think that's the best one ever, though. I think, like, there's obviously the classics. I'm not going to mention the one from the red side of Mersey. That's...
Yes, You'll Never Walk Alone is an iconic one.
United, of course, have many. There's Country Road. There's the new one from the Stone Roses that we knew. I mean, the last kind of 15, 20 years we play as we walk out there, and this is the one. There's lots of famous ones. My favourite one, I think, is in Dalymount Park when Bose sing Johnny Logan's Hold Me Now, but they sing it with a proper North Dublin accent. So listen out for the vowels in this one.
Me now.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Say a word.
Just, it's absolutely, I love that one.
Dave Moore on Today FM.